Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
So James Brown bringing us back to the godfather, the late great godfather of soul. I'm Jim Blasingame, the godfather of small business. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you're starting one, running one, growing one, or trying to get rid of one. We got something that will help you there. We've talked or written about something that will help you, whatever is going on, and right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. By the way, we'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. And if you want to, one good reason to do that is because my Scrooge column is in there this week. If you subscribe this week, you'll get the this week's edition, including my Scrooge column. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Phil Choppa is with us, folks, and he's a managing principal at Arbol Financial Strategies. Phil, tell us about Arbol Financial Strategies.
Well, we're a full-service financial services firm. We're located in Norwalk, Connecticut, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Midtown Manhattan.
Yeah.
And we are, you know, financial advisors that are very conservative and work a lot with small businesses. That's our mainstream business.
I want to get you back again. If we don't talk about it much today, I want to get you back another day and talk about that. But right now, you and I, you've made your position known and are making it known on what's happening to the middle class. And you say it's shrinking, it's evaporating. The great American middle class, the beacon of light for so many people around the world, wanting to have a middle class, wanting to be part of a middle class in their country. I'm saying, Phil, that that what's happening to the middle class is a perfect storm of things. The resetting of the economy in 2008 is part of it. Major corporations squeezing as much productivity out of the employees that they have, not only the hours, not only the work that's required of them, but also the pay that they're making, the hoarding of cash by so many people these days. I don't know what they're waiting on, but apparently they're worried about something. Also, the cost of food, Phil. Commodity speculators are driving the food price up. The government subsidizing ethanol is driving artificially holding corn prices up. Those and others are a perfect storm, it seems to me, of circumstances that's creating this pressure on the middle class. What do you think?
There's no question about it. And the word here, Jim, that I believe we have to use is manipulation. Let's remember, the markets, especially the commodity markets, is nothing more than a emotional roller coaster. They are the ones who are the driving force for what it is that you are going to buy and what you're not going to buy. So when they have an oversupply of something, they're going to lower the price you're going to buy it. So right now what we have is a situation where it's run out of control. It's like a train running off the track. And we have high rent rates. We have high unemployment.
Who's manipulating all that?
Well, I think the manipulation is, and you know, it's early to get too political, but I think manipulation is by our corporate America, but it's also by the stalemate that occurs in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Every time Congress doesn't act, every time Congress gets into these little fights that turn into big fights like unemployment benefits not being extended perhaps, we are the ones who are subjected to the problem.
What about Wall Street, Phil? Because I believe Wall Street has become the enemy of capitalism, as you and I
prefer
it. Well,
look at the folks that are sitting in on Wall Street. Now, no matter where you fall in on that issue, I support them. I think they're doing the right thing. I think more Americans, especially those middle Americans and small business owners, should be out there joining them. Why? Because the money is still going in their pockets. Jim, you just
We should be joining who?
We should be joining those protesters. We should be supporting them.
We should be supporting Occupy Wall Street?
Absolutely.
Oh, well,
Absolutely, without a question.
Well, let me say this. Their stated positions are, many of them are correct, but what they're doing is basically, you know, anarchy. Phil, I disagree with you on that part of it, because I mean, what are they accomplishing? They're if they're going to be if they're going to Well, anyway, go ahead. Tell me why you think we should be following
them. All right. I don't think they're anarchical to begin with. I think that they are making their presence known and felt that we are not going to take it anymore. We're tired of big business.
But they don't have any answers, though, Phil. They don't have any answers.
I don't think their job is to find the answers. I think their job
No. If you're going to protest something, that's why I call them anarchical, because if you're creating a problem and you don't have a solution, then all you are is an anarchist. But if you have the Occupy Wall Street people, they don't have any cohesion, they don't have any central message, they just want to cause trouble. They need to come up with a message, and then I'll listen to them, Phil.
No, the backbone of America is that we want our legislators we put in there to come up with the answers.
But they're not occupying. Washington. They're occupying Wall Street and Sheboygan.
Wall Street, Washington's getting the message. And don't think that Washington won't be the next victim. Because, you know, what they're doing on Wall Street is exactly what we're going to be seeing as the problem in another week or so. As I was going to say, you watch the bonuses that are put in corporate executives' pockets over the next week or two. And it's going to be absolutely staggering when you see banks and others that received assistance from the Obama plan. Now their executives getting $3, $4, $5 million.
I agree with that part of it.
So you've got to keep protesting.
But Phil, listen. I was sticking my finger in the eye of Wall Street before anybody ever thought of Occupy Wall Street.
But there is a
disconnect there, and I do think that kind of disconnect is hurting. He's hurting Main Street. Main Street America, which is, you know, where middle class is. Give us that website, Phil.
www.arbolfinancialstrategies.com.
Thanks, Phil. Phil Chapa, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.